Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover another procedural case, one that works as a companion to Brookshire Brothers. This case is called O'Shaughnessy v. Commissioner, decided by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in 2003. If you listen to the Brookshire Brothers episode, you already know the core issue. When you do a cost segregation study and reclassify property from one MACRS category to another, does that require IRS consent under Section 446? The 5th Circuit said no in Brookshire Brothers. The 8th Circuit said no in O'Shaughnessy. Here is what happened. A glass manufacturing company reclassified property between MACRS depreciation categories. They did not ask the IRS for permission first. The IRS said this was an accounting method change requiring prior consent. A federal district court in Minnesota initially agreed with the IRS on that point. The taxpayer appealed to the 8th Circuit. The appeals court reversed the district court. The 8th Circuit held that a MACRS recovery period reallocation falls within a regulatory exemption for adjustments to useful life. It is not a Section 446 change in accounting method. No consent needed. The taxpayer prevailed. Two federal courts of appeals now agree. The 5th Circuit in Brookshire Brothers, the 8th Circuit in O'Shaughnessy. Both say the same thing. Reclassifying property between MACRS categories is not the kind of method change that requires you to first get the IRS to sign off. That matters a lot for retroactive cost segregation studies. A retroactive study is one where you have owned a building for years, maybe decades, and you are going back to identify and claim the depreciation you missed by not doing a study when you bought the property. Under these two circuit decisions, you can make those corrections without filing a separate consent request. The 10th Circuit still disagrees. In Kerset, that court held that reclassifying recovery periods is a method change requiring consent. If your property is in the 10th Circuit, the Brookshire Brothers and O'Shaughnessy protection does not apply. Form 3115 is the right path there. The 8th Circuit covers Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If your property is in one of those states, O'Shaughnessy is direct authority that your reclassification is clean. When this case appears in your report, it supports the procedural foundation of your study. We track which circuit your property falls in. We use the right procedures for your jurisdiction. If O'Shaughnessy covers you, your study is on solid procedural ground. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library, visit the legal section of your report.